Legislators on Beacon Hill are calling for a pause in the pursuit of overpayments for unemployment insurance. And joining us to discuss this further is one of those legislators, State Representative Josh Cutler. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Glad to be here.
So why are you calling for this pause?
So, Dan, your listeners know a lot of individuals received benefits from the Department of Unemployment Assistance and also the new pandemic unemployment assistance. And in some cases, you know, there were mistakes were made, whether it's part of the claimant or whether it was a part of the state. And they could be very simple mistakes, like someone who checked the wrong box, filed the wrong paperwork, or maybe just didn't fully understand whatever the required instructions were. And we're seeing some very dramatic and drastic results of that where, you know, for example, a business owner in my district submitted incomplete paperwork and was asked to pay back over $10,000. A student who was working part-time, got some pandemic unemployment assistance, went back to school, didn't see an email in their inbox, and was asked to pay back $11,000. So in many cases, there are some pretty harsh penalties. And so what we're just saying is let's have a pause on this. Let's have the Baker administration pause these collections so we can untangle this mess and figure out, you know, which overpayments are justified and should be repaid and which ones we should waive. And I just want to emphasize that these are all no-fault overpayments. And in cases of fraud, obviously, we pursue that very vigorously, and we should, and we'll continue to do that. But so there's a lot of concern and worry from some folks who are facing this, and we're trying to give them a little bit of relief and say, let's wait and untangle this. It's also important to note that the federal government just came out with some new guidance for the states, expanding the types of no-fault waivers that they're allowing states to take. So we're asking the Baker administration to put a pause on collecting these payments right now.
Now, the administration, from what I understand, has already waived a large chunk of this money they're looking to collect?
That's correct. So we estimate that there's about $2.6 billion of possible repayments, and that affects about 380,000 people in Massachusetts. The bulk of that money, about $2.2 billion, is federal unemployment benefits. As your listeners may know, through the support of the federal government, we're able to create the pandemic unemployment assistance for people who did not have traditional W-2 types of employment, which was a great benefit and helped a lot of people in a really tough time, but it's led to an increased number of overpayments. So that's where a lot of the focus is right now.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there, but thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Thank you, Dan.